All right, well, we'll land. Here we go. It is time for our scam of the week. We do this every Wednesday alongside the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Indiana. And today is all about employment scams because each year the BBB produces a scam tracker risk report that details the most prevalent scams being reported to the BBB all throughout North America. And get this, the 2022 version was just released, and employment scams climbed to the second most risky scam type, right behind online purchases. So to get to the bottom of these employment scams, we are turning to Jan Diaz, the VP of the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Indiana. Good morning, Jan.
Oh, good morning, Kayla. How are you?
I am doing well. Glad you're here, because how on earth do these employment scams work? I feel like there's probably multiple kinds of this.
Yeah, there are. And it's really tricky because, you know, most people, if they're looking for a job, if they're unemployed or maybe they're employed and they're seeking other employment, they'll post their resume on a reputable third-party job site, you know, like Monster.com or Indeed, even Craigslist. So these are areas and things that people do when they're looking for a job. And so typically a few days later, hopefully, or weeks later, hopefully much not longer than that, they'll get a text message or an email asking if they're still interested in the position, that they can speak with someone. Now, a lot of this is normal. So a reputable company will reach out to you after you applied, and they'll ask if you're still interested. And so they'll set up an interview. And so since you've made your contact information available to a potential employer when applying, it doesn't strike you as unusual. But what happens is when you reply to the message and you get invited for the interview, some red flags start to appear. And so instead of doing, it's really interesting. Instead of doing a traditional interview, the employer will ask the person, the interviewee, to download a message app or to answer a few questions via text or to really disclose the social security numbers and dates of birth and all sorts of information that's not normal for a first interview. And unfortunately, the scammers are posing as folks from Amazon and Walmart, and they're really preying on people who are looking for remote work as well. Because as we all know, after the pandemic, a lot of folks are wanting to work from home. And so people are trying to find their dream job. And unfortunately, these scammers are out there taking advantage of these victims who just want to be productive and to work from home.
Yeah, I mean, boy, there's a lot there. You just said it. I mean, a lot of these times they're posted on Monster or Indeed, and then they're for jobs like Amazon and Walmart. So, I mean, I know you mentioned some red flags there, but how does one ultimately avoid these kinds of scams?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So the first thing is just the research. There's a research piece that everyone needs to do. Research the company, research the person who contacted you. Do they really work for the organization? Go to the company's website and make sure, you know, a lot of companies will put their staff on site and online so that you can look at it and review it. Do a little more research on the company. We recommend also that you Google the company name and put scam after it. If all these things come up in a search item, then you know that there's something up with that. The second thing, guard your personal information. That's something, you know, there's scammers out there that are using these employment scams to create a scenario where they can steal someone's identity. And so guarding personal information, and then never pay. You should never have to divulge, you know, social security information or credit card information or bank account information at a first interview. And then even after you've done your research, you know, a lot of these folks are getting offer letters. They're fake offer letters. And of course, you know, you want to have your first paycheck deposited into your bank account, so you give up that information. But the research piece on the front end, as you are looking at different employers out there, do the research. It's really research, research, research. Can't be emphasized enough, because you can start digging into these companies and really finding out who the scammers are out there just by doing some Google searches.
I feel like the two golden rules that I've really learned through doing these scams of the week with you guys, Jan, is A, research, and then B, if it feels too good to be true or seems too good to be true, it likely is. And that sounds like both of these things apply in this situation as well. Jan, really good stuff. We'll check back in with you 1 week from today.
Sounds good. Thanks, Kayla.
That's Jan Diaz, the VP of the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Indiana. As always, if you need to report a scam like this or learn more about
podcasts by Federated Media.